na 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 na
Hey, I've got it all. Yeah. Hi. Well, happy day. All right. Yesterday was my 28th anniversary of putting up with him. No. Anyway, I got to get to my announcements off the bat because I got a bunch of them. I know Betty Jo Tucker just emailed me one. So let's see here. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this week on demand will be National Tap Dance Day. So brush off those shoes and get ready. It's Betty Jo Tucker, Blog Talk Radio, 4 p.m. every Tuesday. Movie Attic Headquarters. What else have we got here? My friend Gordon. Gordon, no name, Word Up. That's Tuesday nights uptown. And Word Up at the Community Bookshop, Liberia. Communitaria. Okay. May 22nd at 7 p.m. No name show in the wonderful Word Up Bookshop, feature a mix of New York City's comic storytellers, and you're going to check it out. And let me see. Word Up is at 2113 Amsterdam Avenue, corner of 165th Street, 2113 Amsterdam Avenue, corner of 165th Street, and the good news is it's free. Always a talented group of people there, Charles McBee, Brian Grossi, Dave Koenig, and more. You could take the AC or the one train to 168th and walk down. Very easy to get to. Check it out. It's a very, very entertaining room. Job, Eric Vetter. Good job. What else have you got for me, Gordon? Something else here. Okay. May 21st. That is tonight. The Mosquito. Okay. That's Nancy Giles at the Mosquito. Award-winning. Very talented woman. Hosts Mosquitoes. A variety show at Dixon Place Lounge on Manhattan's Lower East Side, 7:30. And you might remember her from China Beach and a whole bunch of other things. Also the morning show. Let's see. I'm looking here to see a rotating cast of regulars who in the past have included Pat Kandera, Cynthia Kaplan, Perry Gaffney, Catherine Rossiter, Sheila Head, Susan Burns, Sue Giles, Nancy Shane, and more. Free admission. It's at 161A Christie Street between Rivington and Delancey. All right. You might want to check that out. Always a good show. That's at Dixon Place. If you look up DixonPlace.org, I'm sure it's there. Nancy Giles. Okay, Gordon, that's it. All right, one more plug before I start this hilarious show. For George Bettinger, the George Bettinger Show, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 1 on Dream Stream Radio. So you want to check that out as well. Wow, that was a lot, Nancy. I know. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. What is this? Oh, the new Tom Carosa song. Let's play that.
Mm-hmm.
are available on CD Baby. Now, I'm going to play this Trina and the Waves. This is like if music could be a cup of coffee or a shot of espresso, it would be this song. And I think you know why.
to know what's real, you know, what's a fact and what's bullshit. So I thought I came up with some facts and did my own research. And I think they're fascinating. It is safer to fly in a plane than it is to fly in a car. The term for a group of reality TV stars is a turd. A turd of stars. Drunk people are about 6,000% less interesting than they think they are. A snail's balls are located on its forehead. The very tip of the scissors is known as the sniffle. The kangaroo is the only animal that's part luggage. White people are about 50 times more likely than people of any other race to use the word neato. About 75% of German shepherds are dogs. The other 25% are German shepherds. People who are vegan not only live longer, they're also more annoying. Due to global warming, the polar ice caps are now polar ice yarmulkes. The most popular kind of prosthetic limb in the world is the dildo. Wednesday is spelled incorrectly. New Jersey is the only state you can smell from other states. By the age of 90, the average person has already been dead for 8 years. That joke doesn't really work in Florida, sorry. No one has ever successfully blown a French kiss to another person. By simply growing a ponytail, a man can remove up to all of his credibility. The average person will produce enough earwax in 1 year to make a very small, disgusting candle. You're more likely to die in a terrible accident than in a wonderful accident. The capital of Alaska is A. Men are about 800 times more likely than women to fart into a plastic bag at some point in their lives. Experts believe there's about 25% more camouflage in the world than we realize. The term for the very bottom of the banana is the bananas. The Heimlich maneuver can also be performed on someone who's constipated. You're 5 times more likely to be 3 times more likely to do something than you are 4 times as likely to do something. Oops. Sex is the leading cause of people. Okay, thanks. There's some good ones in there.
Okay, and this one's for Gail. Steve Abando, Babylon.
Situations running through my head. Looking back through.
Steve Abbando. Check him out at steveabbando.com. Up and comer. All right. Now, he's a great comedian. I love all of her work. I feel as if I know her personally because it's me.
Yeah, I have to enter with the song and music and everything. Hi, you guys. Bob said that the TV had three channels, right? You guys don't even remember that. They all know this. Okay. Carla?
Carol?
That's cool. But let me tell you something, and it might scare you when I tell you this, right? Don't be frightened. When I was growing up, the phone was attached to the wall. Oh my God, and you could only walk 4 feet away from it to talk. And other people who lived near you could listen to your conversation. It was incredible. I can't even find a mic. $10. I mean, you sound great. It was great. And we only had three channels, it's true. And you get in a fight with your brother and they break the antenna. So the little one would have to hold it with aluminum foil to watch it. TV. That was so stressful. It was so stressful for me growing up. Now we've got everything. I mean, the only way I keep up with technology is I had a son, and that was it. Charlie, you're very great. I got to follow a very old man. Very old man, sweetheart. But it's great. Listen, they just released A Cure for Insomnia. Did you hear this? Les Mis on DVD.
If the movie is too long, sounds like a same song, then no doubt you're trapped here watching It's Les Mis. I had a dream the film would end, but it went on and on forever.
They're in the funny, let's talk about me. I'm an age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. That's great. We've been married a long time. Secret to a good marriage is you gotta have date nights. Twice a week you go out, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. He's always on some kind of new fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas.
It's all great, coconuts and bananas. Even if I ask for anything else, don't give it to me.
Oh, he hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Go, I'm looking at him, go! He's so cute that way. I love it. It's fun being married too. And more of me. You know what? I'll tell you something about myself. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. When I saw West Side Story, I said, wow, that is so my life. How did they know? Now, I'm also from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, like a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't comprend, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, listen, mira, no me la pego hoy, yo no tengo los carabos, no me la pego. And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to give me, these mom wisdoms, cliches, or cliches, as she called it. Mira, Nancy, yo no tengo los cliches. It's going to change your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take that beat with a honey. Every clown has a silver lining. You know, she was just strange. She didn't give me good advice about finding husband. She told me to ask the amount. It's like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all little boy questions. I'll never forget. He's just so cute, always asking me about things. And I want to be honest with him. And so, you know, I didn't know how to tell. Because when I was little, my mom would brush my hair, was really curly. I'd go, ow, ow. And she'd go, Wiz, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? So, for the longest time, I thought having a hairbrush had something to do with having the baby. Now, with that in mind, I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And if you could just help me with this, okay? When I go like this, you go, There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. Lass who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand, the stroking of
right, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Learned a lot today, didn't you, Charlie? Dad? I know where babies come from now. Okay. It's all good. That's so cute. This is a nice looking group of here. You guys just Kevin? You guys friends? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So she's the one who that could go to a restaurant. Way up! Empty!
That news I hear that's from there.
Yeah, she is, right? Is she? Is she? Yeah? He's too shy, just like that. The comedian's pity on me.
Michael,
that's the most popular name. Good for Mike. Michael. What do you do, Michael?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef. You're a chef. Chef. Good for you. What kind of chef?
Organic food.
Organic food. Farm to table. Very nice. That's it. Do you have any hobbies, Mike?
Yeah, I like music.
You play some music. Do you have any favorite? What?
No, music, basketball, music and basketball.
Thank you. You're a translator. George Fenter. You like to listen to music and play basketball. It's amazing how those little pronouns help me along there. But they play basketball. And these are your friends? Is this your girlfriend? No? No? That's an affirmative? No! Okay, all right. You'll move further away. Too. Sorry, Mike. You're kind of cute. Okay. All right. So you're a chef. You like basketball and music, organic food, and she's not your girlfriend. Good to know. What a coincidence, Mike. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. I know a guy, sweet as can be, but he only likes to mumble information to me. Oh, he's really cute, yeah, he's really swell. He can cook something up, and he'll never tell. Oh, Mikey Petty.
End of my show.
Baby, 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 baby. Bye-bye.